I was not going to say anything this morning except just begin the sermon. But I must start by thanking you for your kindness. You have been so very kind to our family, and I appreciate it very much.
在这个大家庭当中, 啊, 我感受到你们的爱, 谢谢你们。
I texted our pastor on Friday that I needed to cancel today.
周五的时候呢, 他就跟我讲到, 啊, 要把这个主日的正道呢, 他要停下来。
And I should also say he has been so very kind.
啊, 那他说我, 我对他也很好, 啊。
At the hospital, they told me no one could come in to see us.
那在医院里的话呢, 就是没有人可以去看他。
And suddenly he appeared.
然后呢,
so I still don't know how he got in, if he just slipped through or what, but thank you so much.
现在管得很严, 一般不让人进去的, 门口都贴着, 限制访问, 但是神奇妙的,
but I texted him that I needed to cancel.
他给我发短信, 说今天需要把这个正道停下来，因为那时他还不知道
情况。 For about 3 months, I have felt I needed to take a leave of absence to take care of Sue.
那这三个月呢, 我一直在想, 有一天我要停下来, 然后呢, 要专门来照顾, Sue。
And she did not want me to do that.
那我的妻子呢, 她不想我这样做。
She loved this church. She loved you all.
她爱这个教会, 爱你们所有的每一个人。
And so even though she could not be here, she wanted me to be here.
那即使今天她不能在这里呢, 她希望我在这里。
And so yesterday I thought she would tell me, go do your job.
所以昨天我就在想啊, 他对我说, 啊, 去做你的工,
go give the message that God has given you.
神给你的信息, 今天你要传讲。
So I called our pastor and said, I want to come.
所以呢, 他昨天早上就给我打电话, 啊, 他今天还要来。
So thank you so much for your kindness and your prayers this morning, please.
今天早上我特别的感谢你, 为我的祷告, 和你们向我所做的一切的良善。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, would you help us this morning to focus on you?
神啊, 求你今天早晨帮助我们, 让我们的焦点在你的身上,
to hear your words.
来听到你的话语。
I pray that despite any distractions that you would speak.
那尽管有很多的阻挠, 但是呢, 你会向我们讲话。
Give me your words this morning.
啊, 把你的话在今天早晨赐给我们。
And hearts to hear.
啊, 我们愿意来。 聆听,
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名, Amen.
Amen. The last Sunday of 2021, I tried to challenge you to leave behind some of the baggage from the past.
在去年的最后一个主日呢, 我曾经挑战大家, 要把一切的包裹放下。
I said to you, the Prince of Peace came into our world so that we could be reconciled.
然后跟大家讲到, 这样的一个和平的王子已经来到这个世界上, 使我们可以,
we
与神和好。
We can be reconciled with God.
那我们可以与神和好。
We can be reconciled with one another.
我们可以与他人和好。
We can be reconciled. We can be at peace with ourselves.
我们也可以与自己和好, 在心里有平安。
We're 2 weeks into a new year.
那已经新年过去两周了。
And I'm afraid that by now some of you might be thinking something like this.
那我想可能有些人会, 哎, 会想哈,
you know, when you preach that, it sounded nice.
那当你讲到的时候, 你讲得很好,
but it didn't work.
啊, 但是呢, 哎, 不起作用,
I tried to forgive.
那我试图去, 啊, 饶恕,
but the memories of the past just keep coming back.
但是过去的这样的一个伤痛的记忆呢, 不停地, 啊, 涌上心头。
Maybe someone says, you know, I even called a person that I had offended.
啊, 有些人呢, 甚至说, 我已经跟, 啊, 啊, 冒犯我的人, 我打过电话了。
And I told them, our pastor said that we can be reconciled, and I want to be reconciled with you. I want to apologize.
那我跟他们说, 我的牧师要我, 啊, 饶恕你, 那我, 我就饶恕你, 我想让你, 向你道歉。
And they hung up on me.
但是呢,
or maybe you say, I made some resolutions to live in a new way.
那也许你说, 在新年呢, 我要立志有新的解决人生。
And I've already broken them.
但是呢, 可能现在呢, 我现在就要放弃了。
I'm sorry, your sermon sounded good, but the truth is, I cannot live the way God calls us to live.
那很抱歉啊、牧师，你的讲道很好，但是呢，在新的一年，我真是没有办法做到这些。
You're right.
啊，你是正确的。
You cannot live the way God calls you to live.
啊，你不能就是啊，按照自己的这样的一个能力来活出谁让你活出的样式。
You're right. You can't.
是的，你不能。
Neither can I.
那我自己也不能。
In our own power, none of us can be what God calls us to be.
那靠着我们自己的能力，我们当中没有一个人可以活出神要我们活出的样式。
In our own power, none of us can live the way God calls His disciples to live.
那靠着我们自己的能力，我们没有办法可以活出神要我们成为门徒的那个样式。
But this morning, I want to talk to you about how God has provided His power to achieve in our lives what we cannot do.
但是今天早上，我想告诉你的，神怎么给我们提供这样的能力，让我们可以活出我们本不能活出的这样的，他要我们活出的样式。
Mark chapter 3 tells a simple, wonderful little story.
那在马可福音三章告诉我们一个简单的故事。
Again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand.
那耶稣进了会堂，在那里有一个人孤干了一只手。
And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him.
那众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。
So understand the setting here.
啊，所以我们要明白这个经文。
It's the Sabbath day.
这是一个安息日。
The Jewish traditions say you cannot do anything, you cannot even heal a person on the Sabbath.
那在这个犹太人的传统，在安息日你不能做任何的事情，你也不能去医治一个人。
And they're watching Jesus.
所以呢，他们就在盯着耶稣。
Is he going to break our rules?
那是否耶稣要毁掉这样的一个规矩呢？
Verse 3, and Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, come here.
那耶稣呢，就对这个孤干一只手的人说哈。
And he said to them, those who were watching,
啊，他也对着那些啊看着人说，
Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?
在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？
But they were silent.
但是呢，他们都不做什么。
And he looked round at them with anger, grieved at the hardness of their heart.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬。
And said to the man,
就对那人说,
stretch out your hand.
伸出手来。
He stretched it out.
他把手一伸,
and his hand was restored.
手就复原了。
The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
那法利赛人出去同希律一党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
I'm doing something this morning that in the college they taught the students not to do.
那我今天早上我要告诉啊、你们哈，在这个大学里哈啊，告诉这个学生不要做的事情。
Please don't report me.
那啊、请啊、不要来这个告诉别人哈，向别人。
But it's okay. I don't teach now, so you know what can they do?
啊、但是不要担心哈，现在我不是老师，我不是在这个、教学生。
I'm ignoring most of this story, and I just want to focus on three simple little phrases in one verse.
那在这个故事当中哈，我会忽略很多很多事情哈，我只是要在这三个短语上哈，我们来看。
In verse 5, I want you to see this.
在第五节中啊，我要你们看到。
First of all, Jesus gives a command.
首先，耶稣发出命令。
To a man whose hand is paralyzed, no strength at all.
对于一个哈手已经枯萎，根本就没有力量的人。
And Jesus says, stretch out your hand.
耶稣却对他说，伸出你的手。
Try to imagine this man's thoughts when Jesus says this.
啊，想一想哈，这个人会怎么想呢？当耶稣这样讲的话。
I wonder if he thinks, Mister, if I could move my hand, I would have already done it.
也许这个人在想哈，先生啊，我如果可以做的话哈，我不早就做了吗？
Don't you know how many times I've stood there and just tried my best to move a muscle?
那你有没有想象有多少次我试图就让我的手可以动，我已经尽多少努力了呢？
Do you know how many doctors I visited?
那难道你不知道我已经看了很多的医生吗？
How can you say stretch out your hand? I've tried.
你怎么可以说让我伸出我的手呢？我已经试过好多次了。
Maybe he even thinks, are you mocking me?
也许呢他会想，你是在嘲笑我吗？
Are you trying to embarrass me in front of everyone?
你是在众人面前要来让我这样的一个陷入窘迫吗？
But then I imagine this man as he looks into Jesus' eyes.
然后我想象哈，这个人当他看到主耶稣的眼睛的时候，
When he sees those eyes, there's no mockery in those eyes.
当他看到主耶稣眼睛的时候，他就看到那里没有嘲笑。
There's no judgment that says you just need to try harder.
那里也没有论断，就是说哈，你就努力是吧。
What he sees
那
耶稣的眼睛 in the face of Jesus.Is love, compassion, hope.
我们从那人从耶稣的眼睛里看到是慈爱、
And、
怜悯和希望。
I think as this man looks at Jesus' face,
那我想当这个人看到耶稣的面孔的时候
，he realizes,
他意识到
，through His power, I can stretch out my hand.
那经过主耶稣的能力，我可以把我的手伸出来。
I think this morning there may be someone listening
who has 那今天早晨我想
you have a habit you would like to break.
那你可能会想哈，我有一些的习惯我必须要打破。
But it seems impossible.
那它看起来是不可能的。
You think I've been captive to this for years. I'll never break free.
我已经有几年哈就被陷在这样的一个牢笼当中，我不能从中得到释放和自由。
The chains of alcohol,Cigarettes, pornography, whatever we're addicted to.
那这可能是啊酒精，也可能是抽烟，也可能是色情。我一直陷在其中不能自拔。
Or maybe worse, it's not something out there, it's something in here.
那也许可能更严重的哈，不是在外面的事情，是在我心里边的事情。
Anger, jealousy.
那我里边的这样的一个愤怒，我里边的嫉妒。
And it's held you in bondage for years.
那他已经。捆绑你多年了。
And you might would say this morning, Pastor, I've tried to break free.
那你今天早上你可能想对我说啊，我已经试了好多年了。
Don't stand up there and say, stretch out your hand.
那不要站在那里唱高调说啊，把你的手伸出来吧。
I've tried and it's impossible.
那我已经试了，那这是不可能的。
Or maybe God has called you to do something that just seems impossible.
那也许神正在呼召你做一些看起来不可能的事情。
Last fall, our senior pastor preached on serving.
那去年呢，我们在讲到有关服事的事情。
And maybe as you listen to him preach, a voice inside said, "You need to go ask Pastor Joe where you can serve."
那也许你心里就有声音对你讲哈，你要问问牧师，那在服事上我在哪方面我可以参与
？And then you think, "No, I don't have any abilities."
过后你就又想，哎呀，不行啊，我没有任何的能力。
Maybe God has even called you to prepare for full-time ministry in some way, and you think, no, that's too big for me.
也许神曾经呼召你做全时间的服事，但是呢，后来你又想啊，不行，这怎么可能呢
？Maybe He wants you to disciple a new believer, and you say, I can't do that. I never went to seminary.
也许呢，神给你感动，要你帮助一个人做主门徒啊，你会说啊，我从来没有去过神学院，我怎么可能做这样的事情呢？
Or maybe in your job or in your life, you face challenges that just seem too big to manage.
所以在你的生活中，在你的工作中，可能就是有非常大的事情，你没有办法来处理。
This morning, I have no easy answers for your situation.
那在今天早晨呢，我没有一个简单的答案。
I wish I did.
那我希望我有。
But I do want to invite you to look at the face of Jesus.
那我想邀请你来看耶稣的面容。
And you will see someone who loves you with an infinite love.
那我想要你看到是一个爱你的人，在他的里边有无限的这样的爱给你。
And when he says, stretch out your hand,
当他对你说伸出手来，
he has the power to change your situation.
他有这个大能来改变你目前的境况。
You see, if you and I want to find peace in this world, we must take our eyes off the situation around us, and we must focus our eyes on Jesus.
如果在新的一年里哈，我们要找到和平，我们必须把我们的目光从这个世界上移开，把我们的焦点集中在主耶稣身上。
We have to see His face.
我们必须要看到他的面容。
So what's that mean in a practical way?
那从实践的角度来说，这意味着什么呢
？I don't have three easy steps this morning.
我没有三个简单的步骤。
But let me give you a couple things that might help to make it practical. And how do you see His face?
啊，但是我可以给几件啊，你可以去实践，你如何可以看到耶稣的面容？
Let me say to you first of all this morning that God whispers to us far more often than He shouts.
所以让我来告诉你啊，你第一件哈，神对我们说话哈，常常是低语，
first,
而不是大喊。
First Kings has 19 has one of my favorite stories from the Old Testament.
在旧约列王记的十九章里边有我一个啊很爱的故事。
The prophet Elijah is discouraged.
先知以利亚他。
The queen of the country is trying to kill him.
那个国王呢，想要杀死他。
He feels alone. He feels hopeless, helpless, and hopeless.
耶洗比王不想杀，所以他感到孤独，他感到啊绝望。
He's looking for hope.
当他在寻找这样的一个盼望的时候
，A storm comes, and he looks for God in the storm.
那一场风暴来临，他在这风暴中，他要寻找神。
And it says, but the Lord was not in the wind.
这经文讲到，但耶和华并不在风中。
There's an earthquake.
那紧接着就有一个地震来了。
Ah, that must be a powerful God shaking the earth.
那一定是神做的这样的一个大能来搅动这个地球。
But it says, the Lord was not in the earthquake.
但是呢，神仍然不在这样的一个地震当中。
He sees a fire.
他又看见了火。
Ah, God often comes in a fire.
那神啊，一定会在这个火中出现。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
但是呢，耶和华也不在火中。
And then listen to these words.
啊，听这个话。
And after the fire,
在这个大火之后呢
，the sound of a low whisper.
是耶和华低微的声音。
God begins to speak to His prophet in a whisper.
那神在对一个先知在低语
，and that whisper changes Elijah's life.
那这样的一个低语改变了以利亚的。
You see, you and I live in a world of noise.
我们生活在一个噪音很大的世界里。
And we tend to listen to the loudest voices.
那我们就习惯于倾听啊那个最响亮的这个声音。
The politicians,
政客。
The social influencers,
在社会上有影响的人物
，the talking heads in the media,
那在媒体中的这样的一个领袖
，they're all loud,
啊，他们的声音都很响亮
，and they're all saying, "Listen to me."
他们全都会说啊，听我讲。
But the Holy Spirit often speaks to us in a whisper.
但是呢，圣灵却常常对我们小声说话。
And it takes discipline.To shut out the loud voices and listen to the whisper.
为了可以听到这个低语，我们必须要啊，就是要 discipline 我们自己，让我们可以听到耶稣专注他那微小的声音。
But let me tell you, as we go into this new year,
让我告诉你，在我们这样的一个新年当中。
If we want to focus on the face of Jesus, we must take time to hear His quiet voice.
那如果我们可以看到耶稣的面容，我们必须花时间来可以倾听。
I don't know exactly what that will look like for you, but let me tell you what it means for me.
倾听神微小的声音，我不知道这对你意味着什么哈，但是我告诉你对我意味着什么。
You see, I'm a pastor, so people think I'm paid to read the Bible.
那我是牧师哈，人们就认为。哎，就是说，我是被付钱来读圣经的。
And ironically, that can sometimes make it harder to hear God's voice.
啊，所以在某种程度上，这也让我会困难来听到神的话。
Because as soon as I open my Bible, I can start thinking, ah, what should I preach next week? Let me write down some notes.
所以每当我打开圣经的时候，我就会想哈，下一次我要在讲台上讲什么呢？然后我就开始记笔记。
But I need to hear God speak to me, not just speak to the church.
但是呢，我希望 听到神对我说什么，而不是在准备，只是在准备讲章跟你们来讲话。
Here's what I've learned over the last few years.
那在过去的几年啊，这是我学到的。
I have to hear God speak to me first.
我需要首先听到神对我自己讲话。
When I'm not studying for a sermon.
那如果我不来这个学习的话，
In my life, I've ended up, I have a different Bible that I use for my personal study than for preaching.
在我的生活当中哈，我有不同版本的圣经来帮助我自己的灵修，而不仅仅是准备讲道。
I sit in a different room than my study.
我会专门找一个特别的房间，这个房间呢是为我自己跟神的，而不是在我平常学习的那个房间。
So that in the morning I can pour a cup of coffee.
在早上我倒上一杯咖啡。
I don't know about you, but I can't hear God speak unless I have a cup of coffee.
那我不知道你怎么样哈，如果我早上没有咖啡的话，我就没有办法坐在那里。
Open my Bible.
打开我的圣经。
And say, God,
神啊，
I need to hear your voice.
神啊，我需要听到你的声音。
Now your quiet time will be different than mine.
你安静的时间可能跟我不一样。
Yours may not include coffee, that's okay.
你可能并不喝咖啡那没关系。
I don't understand you, but that's all right.
虽然我不理解你那没关系。
But you do need to schedule a time and a place where every day you purposely listen for God's voice.
但是呢，你需要特别的来计划一个时间和一个地方，你可以安静在那里，然后倾听神的声音。
It's not about earning enough points to go to heaven. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Go ahead, Alison.
It's about being in a place where I can hear God's voice.
那就是在那里一个单独的地方，我可以和神的同在。
That I can hear him speak to me.
我可以听到他对我讲话。
The second thing I want to say about hearing him speak is this.
第二件我想要跟你讲的，如何听到他的对你讲话。
Many people develop some ideas about God speaking.
那很多人呢他们就开发出很多的这样的一个说法，可以如何听到神的讲话。
But let me say that most often God speaks through His Word.
但是我想跟你讲神最常用的方式就是通过圣经，通过他的话语向你讲话。
I don't hear God audibly say, "This is what I want to say to you this morning."
那我并没有神像这个直接对我讲说，这是我今天早晨要你要跟慧众讲的。
But instead, as I began to read His Word.
而是呢，当我打开圣经读他的话语的时候，
The Holy Spirit begins to apply that to my situation in life.
圣经呢，圣灵呢，就把他的话语呢应用在我的生活当中。
Again, your situation will be different.
那再一次呢，你的情况可能跟我不一样。
Let me give you my experience.
那我给你我的一个经验
And I had forgotten this was in my notes.2 weeks ago,
两周前呢
I needed to hear God speak.
我需要听到神的声音。
Sue was needing help, and I didn't know how to help her.
Sue 呢，她需要帮助，但是我不知道怎么帮助她。
I couldn't give her the physical help she needed, the care she needed.
那这身体上她的这个护理很特别我真是不知道要怎么来做。
And I sat down that morning, feeling very empty and very low.
那一天早晨呢，我就打开圣经我感觉到很难过，然后里边也很感觉到很孤独。
This month I've been reading through the book of Psalms.
那这个月呢，我一直在读诗篇。
And that morning I came to Psalm 145.
那天早晨呢，我读到诗篇第145篇。
And here is what I read.
那这是我读到的。
The Lord is near to all who call on Him.
那耶和华亲近所有求告他的人。
And as I sat there with my cup of coffee,
当我坐在那里，那我喝着我的咖啡的时候，
God began to whisper something like this.
那神就向我低语。
No shouts.
那没有大喊大叫。
No audible voice.
那没有这样的一个很响的这样的一个声音。
But through His Word, God, the Holy Spirit began to say this to me.
但是呢，却借着这一节经文，圣灵提醒我
，God is near to those who call on Him。
神呢，在靠近那些求告他的人。
But Randall, you haven't been calling。
但是呢，就是 Randall， 你没有要、你没有向我来求告。
You've been so wrapped up in your situation that you've forgotten to ask me for help。
你深陷自己的处境，但是却忘了向我来求助。
But I have promised you that if you call on me, I'm near。
但是呢，我曾经应许你，当你求告我的时候，我就在你的跟前。
So what happened when I listened to that whisper that day?
所以在那天早上，当我听到这样神这样对我讲话的时候，发生了什么呢
？Nothing dramatic。
并没有这样的一个戏剧性的一个巨大的变化。
Nothing big changed。
也不是这样的一个啊、一个非常大的改变。
Except that later that day I struggled with the decision about Sue's treatment。
那天烧池的时候呢，我正在也为这个素的这样的治疗在挣扎的时候。
And I remembered God's whisper from that morning.
那我就记着神在早晨借着那个经文对我的低语。
And I said, "Okay, God."
那我说神啊，那好吧。
This morning you promised.
那今天早晨你应许我。
That you would be near if I call.
啊，你当我来求告你的时候，你就会临到。
I'm calling.
那我就向他求告。
And peace returned as I remembered God's promise.
那平安就回来了，他让我再次记住神的应许。
How will you hear God's voice?
你如何听到神对你的讲话呢？
I think it's going to start with taking a few minutes away from all the noise of our world.
那我想，你要从一切的噪音当中哈离开。
Opening your Bible.
打开你的圣经。
And saying, God, I need to hear your voice.
神啊，那我需要听到你的声音。
And then listen for his whisper through his word.
然后呢，你就安静下来，听到神借着他的圣经来对你的耳语。
Read the Gospels and listen to the whisper of how much God loves you.
当你读福音的书的时候，你就看到神他向你低语，他是多么的爱你。
Read the Psalms and hear God whisper His promises to you.
当你读到诗篇的时候，你就可以听到神对你耳语，他对你是有何等样的应许。
Listen to Jesus say to you, "Stretch out your hand."
你也会听到耶稣对你说，伸出你的手来。
Jesus said, "Stretch out your hand."
当耶稣对那人说，伸出你的手来。
And then I want you to see the next phrase in the verse.
那我想要你看到哈下一节经文。
It says, the man stretched it out.
那下一节经文哈，就说那个人伸出他的手来。
I love how Mark tells this story.
那我很喜欢哈马可如何在讲这段经记载这个故事。
It's simple. It's not dramatic.
这个很简单哈，并没有很复杂。
Jesus says, stretch out your hand.
耶稣对他说，伸出你的手来。
He stretched it out.
他就伸出他的手。
Seems easy.
看起来是非常的简单。
He obeyed.
他顺服。
But think about it for a moment.
那我们在这里我们要想一想。
After Jesus says, stretch out your hand, doesn't this man have some questions?
当耶稣就是命令这个人伸出他的手来，难道他不会有一些疑问吗？
Some fear.
没有一些惧怕吗？
What if I try and fail? All these people are going to laugh at me.
如果我尝试了又失败了，这周围的人会怎么嘲笑我呢？
What if I try and I fail and that man says, you don't have enough faith. It's your fault.
那如果我试了又失败了，那旁边的人可能会说，啊，你真是没有信心。
And maybe the man thinks, I think they're right. I don't have enough faith.
那也许他就会想，哦，是的，哎呀，我是没有信心嘛，所以没有办法得到医治。
That's what I would think.
那这也是我认为的。
But then he begins to think further.
那我想你还要再想得更远一些。
That man, Jesus who looked at me with such love.
那耶稣看着他，爱他。
He said, stretch out your hand.
当他对他说，伸出你的手来。
I must obey.
那我必须顺服。
Elder Yang and I have been working on the Bible reading plan for this year.
那去年年底的时候，我和杨长老一直在制定2022年的圣经读经计划。
And we focused on the promises in Scripture.
那我们就把焦点集中在圣经神的应许上。
As we go through this year, we want you to meditate on the wonderful promises that God has made to His people.
那借着这些经文呢，我们想要你来思考默想神对我们的奇妙的应许。
But as you read through that, you're going to notice that many of the promises are what we call conditional promises.
但我必须提醒你的时候，当我们读到这些应许的时候，圣经的很多的应许都是有条件的应许。
Promises that say, if you do this, I will do that.
神的应许是这样的，如果你这样做，我就那样做。
Promises like 2 Chronicles 7.
那在列王记下第七章是这样讲到，
If my people who are called by my name humble themselves,
如果我的子民呢，他们求告我，谦卑他们自己，
and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
向我祷告，转离他们的恶行，
If you do this,
如果你做这些，
then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land.
那我就在天上听你们的祷告，然后赦免你们的罪，医治你们这地。
Now I don't need to explain this because a bunch of you are engineers and computer whizzes.
那我不需要特别的来向你们解释，因为我们很多的人这里是工程师。
So you understand all those spreadsheets that say if this, then that.
在这样的 spreadsheet 里边，电子表格里就有这样的条件，如果怎么样才会这样有这样的结果。
Those are all through Scripture.
而这些呢，就是在众多的经文中。
Matthew 6, Jesus says, "If you forgive others, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you."
马太福音也讲到，如果你赦免别人的罪哈，你的天父在天上也赦免你的罪。
John 15,
约翰福音十五章。
If you keep my commandments, then you will abide in my love.
如果你遵守我的诫命，你就
But I find that some Christians want to claim the promises without meeting the condition.
但是呢，有一些基督徒呢，他们就想支取这个应许，但是呢，不完成神给他们的这个条件。
They expect God to heal their land.
他们希望神医治他们的地土。
But they don't leave their sinful ways.
但是呢，他们不离开他们的恶行。
They want to hear God say, "I forgive you," but they don't want to forgive others.
他们想得到上帝的饶恕，但是他们却不饶恕别人。
They want to abide in Jesus' love, but they don't want to keep His commandments.
他们想居住在神的爱中，但是呢，却不遵守他的命令。
If you want to see God's promises fulfilled in your life, you must obey.
如果你想看到神的应许可以在你的生活当中实现，你必须要来服从。
This really is not complicated.
那这个并不复杂。
When Jesus says, "Stretch out your hand,"
当耶稣说伸出你的手来
，You must stretch out your hand.
你必须伸出你的手来。
Now again, let me try to make this practical.
那我们再来看一看如何来实践。
We may not know all the details, but most of us know pretty well what God is calling us to do next.
有时候我们可能不知道很详细的细节，但是我相信我们大多数人都知道神对我们的呼召。
We don't know about 10 years from now.
我们并不知道十年之后会怎么样。
But there are times when we know quite well that Jesus doesn't want us to watch that show because it's going to tempt us to sinful thoughts.
但是在很多很具体的事情上，我们就可以知道，比如说主耶稣不想让我们看那个表演，因为那个可能会试探我们，让我们陷在罪里边。
We know very well that God is inviting us to spend a few minutes each morning listening to His voice and praying.
我们知道神就是邀请我们每天花些时间来读他的话语。
Some of us know that we have a neighbor who is an unbeliever that we ought to invite to a small group.
那有些人很清楚的知道我们就是有邻居，他还没有信主他需要被邀请到教会。
And we get ready to tell a coworker exactly what we think about him.
那我们应该如何对我们的这个同事来讲话？
And we know that Jesus really doesn't want us to say those words.
那这样的一个刻薄的原因呢，是耶稣。
We have a pretty good idea of what we should be doing.
所以我们很清楚在这些上 神要我们如何来行。
So let me ask you.
所以让我来问你。
What would change in your life if you went home today and began doing what you know God wants you to do?
如果你回到家里，然后按照神给你的要求去做，那你的人生会发生怎样的改变呢？
You see, this story could be much different.
那我们可以看到啊，这个故事呢，的结局可以有不同的结局。
Verse 5 could read like this.
那第五节的这个经文呢，可能会是这样的。
And Jesus said to the man, stretch out your hand.
耶稣对这个人说，伸出你的手来。
And the man said,
这个人说哈，
I can't.
我不能。
And he went home.
然后呢，他就回家了。
And that'd be the end.
那就是这个案的一个结尾。
What would have happened? Nothing.
那发生了什么呢吗？什么也没有发生。
And this man would have never known what he missed.
那这个人呢，可能永远不会知道，在他的人生当中，他错失了什么。
He would have lived the rest of his life with a crippled hand.
那他会在他的一生当中哈，他的手一直都是枯萎的。
And never really understood how close he came to being changed.
那他也不会知道，他与那个巨大的人生的改变是曾经离着有多么的近。
And I fear that some of us will never see the changes in our life that God wants to make.
那我也挑战你们哈，我想可能很多人还是没有知道神在你们当中哈所要做的这样的一个改变。
Because we don't take the simple step of obeying the next command.
因为我们没有这样的遵循这个简单的步骤，就是顺服，然后走下去。
We don't stretch out our hand.
我们没有把我们的手伸出来。
This morning, I want to challenge you to stretch out your hand.
那今天早晨呢，我要挑战你伸出你的手。
To obey God's call in your life.
那来顺服神在你人生中的呼召。
But let me finish with a third thing that I see in this simple little story.
那在这个故事当中哈，我们要来看第三件事情。
Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand."
耶稣讲到哈，那人伸出他的手来。
He stretched it out.
那他就伸出他的手来。
And his hand was restored.
那他的手就复原了。
Do you want to do what God commands?
你想按照神的命令去行吗？
Here's the key.
那这个关键是在这里。
Jesus must do it through you.
耶稣必须通过你去做。
You can't do it. You're right.
是的，你自己没有办法做到。
But as you believe him and began to obey,
但是你相信他，你顺服去遵行的时候，
he does it in you.
神在你里边。
You see, all through Scripture we see this wonderful truth.
那在所有的经文当中，我们一直一直看到这样的一个事实。
If you get nothing else this morning, get this.
如果在今天这个早晨你什么都没有得到的话，那要记住这一点。
God commands us to do what is impossible, so that He can do it through us.
神命令我们做不可能的事情，他的目的是他要在我们身上借着我们来做，他要来做。
Let me give you an example.
要我来给你一个例子。
Matthew 14.
在马太福音十四章。
Jesus is teaching a crowd. There's 5,000 men plus women and children. So we're talking 10,000 or more people.
那耶稣呢？对五千个男人哈啊。这个给他们来传讲，也有啊女人和孩子，那可能就要上万人了。
The end of the day, the disciples come to Jesus and say they're hungry. Send them away to get food.
那夜幕降临啊，门徒就说哈啊主啊，这些人他们很饿，要把他们打发去找东西吃吧。
And Jesus commands the impossible.
那耶稣给了他们一个命令，是不可能的命令。
Matthew 14, you give them something to eat.
在马太福音十四章哈，记载到十六节哈。
I imagine their frustration.
那我可以想象这些门徒啊，听到这样的一个命令的时候，他们是怎么样的这个不可理喻。
They look at the crowd.
他们看到这么多的人。
Five little loaves of bread.
只有五条面包。
Two little fishes.
那两条小鱼。
And thousands of hungry people.
那这样的一个几千人饥饿的人。
Impossible.
啊，这是一个不可能的任务。
But then they look at the face of Jesus.
当他们看到耶稣的面容的时候，
and they realize we can't feed them, but He can.
他们意识到 我们不能喂饱他们，但是耶稣可以。
They give the loaves, the fishes to Jesus.
那他们就把这个五饼二鱼拿到耶稣的面前。
He prays over them.
啊，耶稣就在他们面前祷告。
And then he begins to break off pieces.
然后呢，他就开始这样掰饼。
Gives it out.
然后就不停地发。
More pieces.
那掰又发。
More pieces.
就这样发下去。
Finally, someone says, "I think that's enough."
那有些人会说，哎呀，这已经足够了。
And he's still breaking off pieces.
那耶稣仍然在发。
People come back and say it must be a buffet. I'll take seconds.
那啊，有人就说啊，这个就是啊 buffet 哈，我可以领第二次吗
？The first Chinese buffet is in Matthew 14.
所以第一个哈啊啊，中国的马太buffet 哈是在马太福音中。
I know that's not in there, but he's still breaking off pieces.
啊，所以耶稣仍然在掰。
It says they all ate and were satisfied.
那这个经文描述哈，所有的人都吃饱了。
And then someone says, we shouldn't waste any of this.
那有人说哈，我们不要浪费。
He might not be here tomorrow.
明天早晨你不在这里。
And it says they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over.
然后呢，他们又哦拿起十二个篮子，装满了，把所有的零碎都装满了哈。
More than enough.
然后还有剩下的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because Jesus loves to look at you and me, and command us to do something impossible.And then he does it.
那耶稣他就喜悦，他看着我们，他命令我们做不可能的事情。
When God
来做，借着我们。
When God calls us to do the impossible, He is getting ready to do what we could never do.
当神呼召我们去做不可能的时候呢，他已经准备去做大事。
Stretch forth your hand.
伸出你的手来。
It's impossible.
那是不可能的。
But he makes the impossible possible.
但是他让这个不可能成为可能。
Feed the crowd.
来喂这些人。
Impossible.
这是不可能的事情。
And then he makes the impossible possible.
他让这个不可能成为可能。
Now maybe you say, wait a minute, that's not fair.
啊，也许你说等一下吧，哈，啊，这个并不公平。
Of course, Jesus can feed the 5,000.
啊，当然了，主耶稣可以喂饱这。
Of course, he can heal the man's hand.
那当然了，主耶稣可以医治这个手枯萎的人。
But I'm not Jesus.
但是我并不是耶稣。
I'm just me.
啊，我就是我。
So as I was thinking about this,
那所以我在想哈。
I turned to Ephesians 4.
那我们来看以弗所书第四章哈。
Paul is writing to just ordinary Christians like you and me.
啊，保罗正在给写信给以弗所的那些信徒，他们都和你和我一样很普通。
They're not disciples, they're not preachers, they're not missionaries.
啊，他们是不是伟大的门徒、传教士、牧者
？They're people like you and me.
他们就像你和我一样。
And Paul gives them some commands that seem impossible.
那保罗给他们的命令呢？在当时就是不可能的命令。
Listen and see if some of these seem impossible in your life.
那我们来看哈，今天在我们的生活当中，这是如何的不可能。
Just as impossible if he said feed 5,000 with this piece of bread.
那这样的一个不可能，就像要这个喂饱五千人一样。
When you are angry, do not sin.
当你生气的时候，不要犯罪。
Anybody find that impossible?
那有人认为这是不可能的吗？
Okay, a couple honest people, and then some of you need the verse on truthfulness. Say nothing that tears others down.
那不要说一些污秽人的言语。
Use only words that build others up.
那你要说一些建造人的话语。
There are times in a meeting that seems impossible.
那很多的时候，我们在会议当中的时候，我们在公司的时候哈，我们就是觉得这是不可能的。
Forgive others the same way God forgave you.
那你原谅其他人，要像神原谅你一样，
That one's not easy. Have nothing to do with sexual impurity.
那你要跟这个性的淫乱哈啊不圣洁啊一点关系都没有。
Love your wife.In the same way that Christ loved the church.
爱你的妻子像基督爱教会一样。
Don't provoke your children to anger.
那不要激怒你的孩子哈。
Workers, obey your masters.
在单位上班的要顺服你的老板。
Not just enough to get by, but working as if God were your boss.
那不仅仅是要应付过去，而是要把它看待成像神一样为神来工作。
Do you realize how impossible these commands are?
你有意识到这些命令是多么的不可能吗？
Paul says, keep your mind pure.
啊，保罗说哈，你要你的这样的一个里边的思想圣洁哈。
And I think, does he know the kind of advertisements that come up if you just look for the news?
那他有没有，保罗有没有看到在我们现代当中，当我们一上网的时候，那不停的跳出来的广告。
Keep your mind pure. Has he ever seen the spam that comes in my email?
啊，他有知道在我们当我们打开邮件的时候，很多的垃圾邮件所展示的是什么吗？
He says, be patient and kind to everyone.
那当保罗讲到说你要有忍耐，还要对人良善的时候。
Has he ever driven on I-95?
那我们在95上开高速开车的时候。
Work as if God were your boss.
那对待你的老板像侍奉神一样。
Paul, do you know my boss?
那保罗，你认识我的老板吗？
Forgive as God forgives. I can't do that.
要饶恕他，像神饶恕我一样，这怎么可能呢？
But here's the key.
但是呢，关键是在这里。
Before these impossible commands, starting in chapter 4.
那在神借着保罗命令我们这些命令之前，在第四章之前。
Chapters 1 through 3 tell us what God has already done for us.
在以弗所书一至三章已经告诉我们，神已经先为我们成就了什么。
He chose us to be holy before he ever created the world.
啊，这里讲到，在世界被造之前，他就拣选了我们成为圣洁的人。
He adopted us as his children.
他收养我们成为他的儿女。
He sealed us with his Holy Spirit.
然后他又在我们的里边打上圣灵的这个烙印。
And I love how Ephesians 1 ends.
那我很喜欢以弗所书第一章的结尾。
Paul says, I am praying for you, ordinary Christians.
保罗说我在为你们祷告所有的这些基督徒。
That you will know the greatness of his power toward us who believe.
那神向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，甚至我们是不可测量的。
And then he tells us how much power that is.
然后呢，他告诉我们这个能力到底有多大。
According to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
那这样的一个能力就是让耶稣从死里复活的大能，他也同样的用在我们身
上。Do you hear that?
那你听到了吗？
Paul says the power that raised Jesus from the dead
那这样的一个大能让耶稣从死里复活的能力
is the power that will enable those Christians to live a holy life in the city of Ephesus
那是让当时的基督徒他们可以在以弗所活出圣洁的这样的生活的能力
a city that was known for a false religion that was based on public prostitution and immorality
那以弗所是以这个假的宗教，然后呢，他们公开的这样的一个淫乱和不道德闻名的。
And Paul says, but you can live a holy life in that world because of the power of God in you.
但是保罗对他们说你们在这样那样的一个世界，你们可以活出圣洁的生活，就是因为复活的大能在你里边。
And he says to you and me in 2022.
那在2022年他也对你和我来讲
The power that raised Jesus from the dead
那这样的一个复活让主耶稣复活的大能
is the power that will enable you and me to live godly lives
也是让你和我可以活出一个敬虔的一个生命
in our world
是在这个世界
in our world that worships money, sex and power
这是一个什么样的世界呢它是崇拜金钱崇拜性崇拜力量的社会
We can be holy
在这样的一个社会里，我们可以成为圣洁。
Because the God who commands it,
因为神命令了。
Is the God who makes the impossible possible.
因为神可以让不可能成为可能。
Jesus did not choose that crippled man, that man with the crippled hand, because he knew that that man had some kind of special strength inside. No.
那耶稣这样的医治这个手枯萎的人，并不是那一个人，他里边有这一个内在的力量。
And God is not commanding you and me to be faithful disciples because he knows we are extra strong.
那神 让我们成为一个忠心的门徒，也不是因为你和我，我们才里边的灵命强壮。
He is commanding us to be Christ-like because he knows that if we will obey,
他命令我们像耶稣一样，因为他命令我们顺服。
If we will give him full control in our life,
如果我们让他在我们的人生中完全来掌权，
He will do the transformation in us.
他会在我们的里边产生改变。
The weakest Christian here has access to the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead.
在今天，我们每一个就最软弱的基督徒，已经到进入到神的能力里边。这个大能是像主耶稣复活的能力，我们已经进来可以来支取。
This morning, I think that God is saying to some of you, stretch out your hand.
那我想今天早晨，神对你们当中的一些人来讲话，他说：“伸出你的手来。”
He's calling you to do things that seem impossible in your life.
他正在呼召你去做在你的人生中不可能的事情。
But if you'll start to flex those tiny, weak, little muscles,
如果你开始伸展哈你的弱小的这样的一个肌肉开始去活动。
Not you, but he will do amazing things.
不是你，而是他会做成令我们惊奇的大功。
And so I want to give you some homework this morning.
啊，所以今天早晨呢，我想给你们一些家庭作业。
This afternoon, take your daily calendar or wherever you keep your to-do list.
那今天下午呢，回去找到你们的日历，或者你们都有一个啊这一年的一个工作的列表 to-do list。
And I want you to write down two or three impossible things that you want God to do in your life this year.
那我想你写下两件或三件，这一年你想神为你所做的。
Now please understand, I don't mean things that don't really matter.
那请大家明白哈，啊，有些事情它并不重要。
Don't write down I'd like to earn $1 million this year because that's not important in eternal values.
不要说哈，神呐，让我今年挣100万，这个在永恒的价值上哈啊并不重要。
I'm talking about things that matter for eternity.
那我想跟大家讲的是呢，是真正永恒重要的事情。
Being Christ-like,
是像基督。
There might be some husbands here who will write down, I want to treat my wife as Christ treats the church.
也许我们当中有些丈夫应该写下哈，我要对待我的妻子像。耶稣爱教会一样。
That may seem impossible.
嗯，这个对我们啊、一些弟兄来说，看起来是不可能的哈。
There's some young men here who might write down, "I want to respect my parents as God calls me to." That might seem hard.
啊、我们这里的年轻人可能要写下哈，我今年呢，我要尊敬我的父母，
maybe,
像神呼召我那样。
Maybe someone says, "This is the year I want to conquer my anger."
也许有人会说哈，今年我要。控制住我的怒气。
I want to live without jealousy of those who have more than I have.
啊，也许有人说哈，我要求挪去呢这个嫉妒，嫉妒那些比我生活得更好的人。
Maybe someone will write down for the first time in my life, I want to share the gospel with someone else this year.
啊，也许你会写下今年我要与三个人分享福音。
Write it down.
写下来。
Put it where it's handy.
啊 ，Go ahead.
And then each day pray.
放在一个明显的地方哈，然后你每天可以来祷告。
God, this is impossible.
神啊，这是不可能的。
I can't do it.
我做不到。
But the story of the man with the crippled hand shows me.
但是那个手枯萎的那个人告诉我。
That if I will obey you to the best of my very, very limited ability.
如果我在我有限的、非常有限的能力里边。我最大的服从你。
If I'll just stretch my hand this much,
那我可能只是把我的手稍微伸出来一点。
He'll do all the rest.
那神就可以做来其余的事情。
You will do what seems impossible.
所以你会做到那不可能的事情。
So God, I'm asking you to do.
所以神啊，我求你今年来做。
I believe.That if you will find God's call in your life,
那我相信，如果你找到神在你的人生的呼召，
that at the end of this year you look back at those three things,
那在今年年底你看到那三件不可能的事情，
You'll see what God has done.
你就会看到神所做成的。
Not what you've done.
不是你做到的。
But what God has done.
而是神在你身上做成的。
2022 will be the year you see God do the impossible in your life.
在2022年你要看到神在你的身上让不可能成为可能。
Let's pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
God, I believe you want to do wonderful things in our church.
啊，神啊，我们要来相信你，你在我们身上做奇妙的事情。
You want to transform us into people who look like you.
你要改变我们，让我们像你。
But so many times we are limited by looking at all of the problems around us.
很多的时候，那我们就是很有限，然后我们也看到我们的周围很多的问题。
And we think.It's impossible.
我们认为那是不可能的。
Would you help us to trust you?
神啊，求你帮助我们来信靠你。
To trust you enough to obey your call.
来，帮助我们来信靠你。
To stretch out our hand.
就是坚定的那伸出我们的手来。
To be what you call us to be.
去成为你呼召我们要成为的样式。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。